You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is going to be a great hour. But first, before we get to our special guest, it is Scotty Sommer.
Nice.
All right, it's our Scotty Sommer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats, awesome seats, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
This hour's keyword is beer. B-E-E-R. Beer.
Oh, man. Okay.
Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword beer for your chance to win the statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee club level tickets to go see the Brew Crew. And the keyword again is beer, one of my favorite things in the world. You've got till the end of the hour to play along with Shannon and the mayor.
On his third one. All right. So
I wish. I think there's a new corporate policy that we're not allowed to drink at work. Otherwise, I'd have one open.
All right. So
right,
text
now.
It in, because not only you get this chance to win these great prizes, but Johnny and I compete with other morning shows owned by Civic Media. And
Help these guys out.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah, we do. We need a lot of help in a lot of things, but this one too. So, hey, we have a group in house here today.
We're real cozy.
We're cozy in here for a good reason. As we mentioned earlier in the first hour, that it's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And a lot of this comes down to just people supporting each other and helping each other. And there's an organization here in Greater Green Bay called Brothers Helping Brothers. And they're doing the right thing to help men become the men they want to be and should be. DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright, you guys are the kind of the founders or the leaders in this organization. You got some other guests with you. So
yes, along with Elton Gofo. He's absent today, but he's one of the other founders.
All right. Well, tell you what. Why don't you, DeLorean, tell us who's here?
Well, hey, good morning. First, giving honors to God, who's ahead of all of our life, to my beautiful wife and family at home. I'm just very honored to be in here again amongst my good brothers from Brothers Helping Brothers. We go off Psalms 133, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And when we mentioned this conversation yesterday at our Tuesday night meeting, these two gentlemen jumped at the opportunity to just be vulnerable on air. And I was like, I was so amazed and blessed that Brother Zach Boak and Brother Jose, how you pronounce it again?
Jose.
I know your last name.
Magical. Get closer to the mic.
Get closer to the
mic. He spelled it for me, but I wrote it the way I say it. So I got it down. I got it. Magical.
So, you know, Jason and I, and Brother Elton, man, it was just one of those things where we knew June was going to be one of those months. I'm looking down because I have to do this in remembrance of all the men that's out there that suffer from this lost conversation, where, you know, it's over 500,000 men lose their life, close to 500,000 men lose their life every year to suicide. It's almost 1,100 men a day.
Mm-hmm. I was actually sharing some of those numbers this morning. It's almost one a minute.
It's always one a minute.
56 an hour.
Yeah, 56 an hour. And we brought it up yesterday. It's just imagine if you just had one simple conversation about, hey, man, how are you doing, or how was your week?
Right.
And this is how this started. And we've been very fortunate. Now we have another group that we started for the non-smokers. But everybody know we go to Prohibition Cigar Lounge every Tuesday. We love cigars. You know, we have our own cigar brand. Shout out to Grandiose Echelon.
Shout out to Grandiose Echelon.
Brother Elton Gofo Cigar Brand. But, you know, there is a need, and there's a lot of men that wanted to express themselves, but just couldn't handle the cigar smoke. So we started at the Terrace Room at Bistro Buchanan last Monday, and this past Monday, we actually had our first interaction with a teenager, high school teenager, going to be a junior. He came and he expressed his story. And his father is Damian Doran, who's been on the campaign for We Put the Brown in Brown County. And I'm so proud of that. As you can see, our men's group influx a combination of every color. I like that phrase. We said we put the brown to brown counter because I used to be one of those kids that colored every crayon together. And if you did that, you got the color brown.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so but I just wanted to just thank these two for being here and being a great support. We're doing our first ever retreat over at Primal Eats in Gillett, Wisconsin this Friday and Saturday. They have blessed us with a beautiful campsite, nice cabin, and
they have amazing food.
Yes. And so, you know, we're going to just get back to the, as Jason say, the little boy in us, and we're just gonna go have some fun out there in the woods. And so, but before I pass it over to these guys, Jason, you want to say anything and tell them what they mean to us? I just want them to know how much
they
mean to us, and we mean to each other. So, you know,
if they didn't know, they know now. Where we at right now and talking about men's mental health. These two young men here is the forefront of what we set out to do. You know, to be here talking about men's mental health, it takes a lot because a lot of people look at this and really don't understand the significance of men's mental health and how important it is to focus on that. Everything in life for myself that I've seen, I've changed it around and put mental health at the forefront. They say it's God, man, then your wife. It's God, mental health, me, then my wife. Put at the forefront of it, then the kids, and so on, my brothers, family, everybody else after that. But it's really important, and for y'all to be the age that y'all is talking about it, it just says where y'all at in life and how important it is for us. It changed us. You know, we sat back and God used us to create Brothers Helping Brothers, and we just said we want to help other people. If we feel this good about it, if we were able to get over this, one of our friends committing suicide, how can we do this for others? The only way you can keep something is to give it away. You know, and we've been giving it away. So I'm pleased to have y'all two here. We've been here. We know the significance of the radio show and how important it is to our community. But this men's mental health is very important. And this is a call out to everybody in our city to focus on this. Every man, every woman, every child, if you can get a chance. Because you had a 16-year-old really talking about what's bothering them. And the thing that I love the most is when we're in the groups and we ask our brothers, how was your week? It's sincere. They see it, they feel it, they touch it, and to see them come back a week later and have a success story because they put in the initiative to start focusing on it. And this is an example. It's been 2 weeks, Jose. First week you came, and then the second week it was like, you can go ahead.
Jose, get a little closer to the mic. And Jose, just I don't want to pick on you. You're a young kid.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're at Bellin.
Yep.
Learning nursing, but Todd, you get affiliated with this, and I, you know, these guys spoke very highly of you.
Yeah. So,
wait, who are you?
My name's.
We do that in group too. If you kind of start talking and don't introduce yourself, we'll be like, "Who are you?"
That's a Carnegie thing, man. You got to say your name first. But
yeah. Right. So my name's Jose. I'm actually pretty new to this Brothers Helping Brothers thing, and I mean, I'm so thankful for just being a part of this group, like. Last week was my first week ever attending a meeting, and it was eye-opening, to say the least. I'm like, the amount of support that's still there, just because I know, like, we talked about this in yesterday's meeting, but like it's sometimes hard for guys to like really reach out to someone. It's like there's a stigma almost to it, and like, yeah, I'm in nursing school, right? But what I learn at nursing school is different from what I actually apply sometimes. So like, yeah, it's important to take care of your mental health, but just because I learned about that in school doesn't mean I like learned about it, you know?
Yeah.
And being able to like reach out to these brothers of mine and like really get deep and talk about like my problems that I've had, it's different. It's really nice because last week I came in on a friend's recommendation, and I mean, I really wanted the support. I had a few things that happened, and just having their advice on like, not just like life advice, but how to move forward is huge, because that's something not a lot of guys really have, is guidance, if you will, which is what I really like about this group too. We guide each other through, and like, even though I'm young, I can still help guide all these people around one way or another.
That's awesome. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay. I mean, that's great. That I want to know, you said a friend's recommendation. I mean, just to get affiliated with this group is a blessing in and of itself.
Yes.
And tell me how that worked. Did you hear about it, read about it?
So I was actually talking to one of my buddies from my college that, I forget what we were doing, but, he was like, hey man, I think you really need to go to this meeting.
Wow. What a friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how it started. He was like, I really think you need to go to this meeting. Sounds like you could use the support. Wow. And, I sat on it for like a few weeks too. I didn't go for a few weeks and, I just decided, you know what? I'm going.
Jim, we got a really good text. This is great. Do you think the decline in men's social groups like lodges and bowling leagues, stuff like that, played a part into men's mental health?
The connection, right? Of course.
Socialization.
Of course, because the I think it's the Dressler's theory of not just a man, but just of what you need as a social norm to feel like you are wanted. And I believe that the decline in those type of genuine social groups and intentional social groups, and especially in men, has played a major part. Because when, to me, and not trying to get so political and things like that, but I have to really speak the truth on it all, is there's so many forces out there that's trying to divide us all, trying to divide us in everything, and not really showing that we are really all the same. We're really all together. And you know, one of our main focuses with Brothers Helping Brothers was to say, we're going to welcome every man of every walk of life, of every economical, demographical background, to say, hey, you belong. Mm-hmm. You are part of something bigger than just ourselves. And that's what we was intending to do. That's what we're intending to do. So.
And COVID didn't help.
No.
You know, that really separated things. Some of these organizations fell apart.
Some of the
social organizations. Yeah. And you know, we've talked about this on the show, not enough, but when you talk about living a healthy life, everybody's, you know, but the pictures of the, you know, eating and exercising, but socialization is way, way up there on living a quality life. Yes. Way. And you look at these blue zones, you know, where they take the healthiest people in the world, and that's right up there, is the fact that they talk with each other. And I think that's...
And the thing is, we got 1 minute, and the thing is, we don't just meet on Mondays and Tuesdays. Our relationships that we have built with one another, it spans outside of our group. So we can pick up the phone in any given moment and talk to one another. If there's something that, hey, we all gonna meet up, we can cook out, we can hang out. We do these things to uplift each other, not just on Mondays and Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So it's like a obligation towards one another that we have to make sure we check in.
That's fantastic.
This is good stuff. Go ahead. We're going to be going to a break, but hey, we got to get back here because, Zach, we're going to hear from you as well on your story. Big subject, not a lot of time, but we're going to get to as much as we can. Stick around. We're going to be right back. This is Mind on the Mayor with special guest host Shannon Cohen.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Think about it. There must be a higher love. All right, welcome back, everybody.
Such a good song, Todd.
Great song, but even better guests. We're talking about a subject here, this Men's Mental Health Month, and that's in June, and an awareness. And we were kind of talking that, you know, and you've seen this happen before where to me, how you doing? And it's like, man, I'm kind of hurting. And they go on, oh, yeah, how about that game? They don't even hear the fact that the person that responding is like, I'm hurting right now. They don't hear it, you know, because guys aren't supposed to, I don't know, whatever it is.
I mentioned it this morning, and I never thought I would do this. And I think, DeLorean, I told you this. I'll never share my personal story on the air, but I did this morning.
Man, I'm so proud of you, man.
Did you hear that? That's awesome.
Because
quiet room.
I've been saying a lot. Hey, I'm at the edge, guys. Like, I'm really there. And everybody says, just take a deep breath. You'll be good.
Get over it.
And I don't know that anything hurts more than hearing that.
It's
been very painful because I'm always trying to be there for other people, right?
Yeah. Right.
And the people that I'm typically there for have said that to me. It's like, you know, no, I need more. I need something.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I don't know about that.
I want to hear Zach's story.
Zach brought that up last night. Like, we have to, just what you said, Todd, we always have to tuck everything in.
Right.
And be like,
that's
okay,
what man was taught to do.
Yeah, we can't be vulnerable.
And we hug in the group, man. Yeah. We talk, we cry, everything. We go against everything they said men should not be.
Mm-hmm.
Because naturally, all men are mama's boys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so whether you want to say it or not, they got the thing on that one. All men are mama's boys.
Jim, come on.
I don't know. Absolutely, man.
We all have emotions. You know, they put the status of a woman and how emotional a woman is. But to be honest with you, a man is an equal amount of emotional as a woman. Yeah. You know,
absolutely.
But how do we supposed to regulate that?
Right.
You know, we're taught to tuck that in. Mm-hmm. So that's why in group, I always challenge all of us, including myself, because I did it and it worked, to get back to the little boy in you.
Right.
Because if you start there, trauma starts in childhood. So if you start there and have a conversation and forgive yourself as that little boy and work your way back to the present day, you'll be an amazing man.
All right.
When Zach started talking, if I started crying, y'all just know I'm
very inspirational. So, very inspirational.
Zach, share your story.
All right, I'm Zach Bolt. I'll just do a formal introduction because that's how we do it at group. I've been going to Brothers Helping Brothers now for about 2 years. It's been detrimental. And kind of like what Jason was saying, you know, it starts with the little boy in you. You know, you go through trauma and you go through a lot of crazy things, and you don't realize that it starts to build up the depression. And like, I lost my mom at a very young age to a horrific event, but you know, I'd like to say that it makes you, it doesn't break you, but in reality it breaks you slowly. And you start to go through the things, and then you go through your adulthood, you have kids, and then the things start to come back, and then in a sense they kind of haunt you if you don't you know, figure out what is causing all that pain. And then you make irrational decisions and do things that are per se unfit for society, which they are. And then you learn, and sometimes you get separated from your kids for a little bit, and then you come back, and then you get that time to yourself to really rejoice and reintegrate back into the community and start to deal with that trauma. And Brothers Helping Brothers has been a remarkable part of that. And the reason why you're able to express yourself personally from my point of view is when you come there, your first week, your second week, some people maybe even your first month, you just sit back and listen. But there's so many different people from so many different walks of life that allow you to open up, because now you can relate. Now you're like, okay, what that person said, they don't even realize what they said, but now you're thinking in the back of your head, like, this is how I can apply this to this. And it may be two completely different scenarios, but now you have an understanding and now you can relate. So now when you can relate, now you allow yourself to open up. And, you know, I'm not knocking any other counselors or anything like that, because there's a different way for everybody. But, you know, I was in counseling when I was very little. My mom was very adamant on that, so that helped out a lot. But you don't get that personal relationship. I didn't get that personal relationship. Some people do. I didn't get that personal relationship, being able to open up like you're able to at group, because you feel like they can't relate, or they're not understanding, or, oh, they're just getting paid to do this. They're forced to be here, so now you're forced to be there. And at Brothers Helping Brothers, it's you know, your own open, it's your free will. You're not, no one's forcing you to go there. No one's forcing you to do this. And that's what I feel is extremely detrimental, just being able to open up and just have the comparison. And then when you're not there, you can reach out, you can talk to each other, we exchange information, we're there for each other, we talk about our problems, and
And our joys.
Yes. Yeah, the problems and the joys. We have, right. Yes, exactly. we have lots of laughs and stuff like that, and then we have the retreat going on, so that'll bring a lot more joy. And yeah,
Zach, how did you get affiliated with this? So did you, kudos to your mom for putting you in counseling. I mean, I think parents are hesitant to do that, and that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But how did you get in with this organization?
I've known DeLorean for I don't know
many years.
Yeah,
many many moons.
But yeah, for
and
a
he
long
invited
time.
You into this. Then. Yes, it was a friendship thing.
Like, yes, when like, I
Jose,
when I got out of prison.
There you go.
I got back home. I was in prison for 2 years. Marijuana. When I got back home, DeLorean's like, hey, you should try this out. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, then about, I don't know, 3 weeks later, I finally got around to it. I'm like, oh, it's at Prohibition? Okay, I've been wanting to go there. So that we, so then I went there, and then, it was something unbelievable. It, definitely something I didn't expect it to be. I guess that's a judgment.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, DeLorean, I'm mention this retreat real quick, and I'm gonna.
Yes.
We had another guest coming in. I wish I would have planned.
Yes, we're.
But anyway, tell me about that real quick. And
you
we'll
know, this is
up.
Our first Brothers and Brothers Men's Retreat. We're going to do it at Primal Eats in Dillard, Wisconsin.
Right.
We're going to do some camping. We're going to do some fishing. We're going to do some bonfires. Right. And we're going to smoke cigars. And we're going to be doing some
contact
cooking.
Info, like a website or phone number.
Yes. Well, if you want to reach out to Brothers Up and Brothers on Facebook or any one of our telephone numbers, I'll have you. You can put in the email, whatever.
Right. We'll put something on our
Facebook. Yeah, put something
Facebook
out there.
All right, you guys, thanks for coming in. This
is
great.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
Anytime.
Anytime.
I appreciate that. Congratulations to you two guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's nice of you guys to be here. All right, we're gonna be right back. It's Mind on the Mayor.
It's the Scotty Text to Win contest. You want to win? Well, Shannon and Jim have all the details for you.
Here we go. It's the, as Todd said, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. Wow. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
This hour's keyword is beer. B-E-E-R. Beer. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword beer for your chance to win this statewide contest.
It's easy. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. And the keyword again is beer. You've got until the end of the hour to do so. So do it right now for your shot to win. And it also helps out Jim and John become stars in the company.
Absolutely. Ooh,
they'll move from that fourth place to maybe third this time.
Mm. Oh, what? Fourth? No. We got to... Shannon, the beer, did you know that, you say that, like you've said it before, Norm, when he tried out for Cheers, that's what they did. Walk into a bar and say beer. That was it. There was one word, like usually you got to go and read scripts and, you know, do a little acting or something like that. So he walked in there, and they just loved the way he said that, and that's how he got the gig.
Would I be in?
I think you might be. I'm glad you didn't try out against him because
you're the
it would
new
have been
norm.
Shannon would have been like Shannon. So hey, those guys were great. I just really want to thank the people from that whole men's mental health awareness is so important, and of course the Brothers Helping Brothers. What a great organization! They've got a retreat coming up, and we'll have that all on our website that you can take a look at. But I'm going to get those guys back here. That's very important. As we said, you know, we lose, you know, a man almost every what, 57 an hour, which is unbelievable. Great guests. And of course, we
got another one.
Oh, we got a great guest coming in now. This guy, we don't mess around with this guy. Cy, we've had you on here before. You are young man from Green Bay, a Golden Glove boxer.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on that side of the table. I don't really want to mess with this guy. And when you were on here last time, we were very excited for you because you were leaving here, and I think 2 or 3 weeks later going to Madison to compete.
Yeah.
And you had a setback. So tell us about that, and let's get on. Then we'll get to where you are today.
No. I was going to go to Golden Gloves.
Right.
Not Nationals. I was going to fight at Madison to make the team and then go to Nationals Golden Gloves. the week before the fight, I was just training, hitting the bag. And when I punched it, I felt something off. I took my gloves off, my hand wraps off. When I seen, I thought it was broken because my hand was just swollen. It was purple, black. Mm. So when I went to the hospital that same day, they said I had a boxer fracture. Then I went in the next day and they said I popped a blood vessel. So they said I couldn't. I asked them, I was like, can I still go fight? And the doctor was like, no. Mm-hmm. And I just asked again. I was like, hey, can I just go? Like, is there any way, like, it'll be healed? And then I was like, it's going to take about a month and a half to just heal. Until this day, it still hurts. But I just got back into it, like, a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
So what did you do during that off time? Were you...
I was still running. I was running a lot, but more, like, no boxing. Just, it was hard. No boxing, just running and doing other things. But it was tough. It was... It broke me down because I was like, so many people was counting on me. I was, so it hurt, but just a step back.
It's good you went through that though. I mean, it's gonna make you. I think it would make you a little bit stronger and know that.
It showed me that anything can happen. You never know what's gonna happen. So I was prepared, mentally prepared. Mm-hmm. I was on weight a week before I lost 30 pounds in that whole training camp. I was 160, went down to 132. So it was tough. And then for that to happen like the week before, man. Like,
now, your dad is your trainer.
Yeah.
And still your trainer?
My trainer. Yeah.
All right. So you're good. I mean, you don't have to explain too much of your hand because you were nice enough to send me a picture. And then I didn't eat for a few hours. I mean, that's amazing that you did that damage. Hitting a bag, which you've been doing for years.
Right. Every day. And I had hand wraps on, and I broke this hand.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can tell my pinky.
I can.
I broke this like 6 times. So my dad always tells me when I train, wear like big gloves. So I wear 18-ounce gloves. I was hitting the bag, and I didn't even punch the bag hard. It was just a little like tap.
Really?
It was just waiting for you.
Yeah, it just felt like a bee stung me. And I punched it again. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is not right.
Wow.
So it happened just naturally.
So are you at 100%, 90? Where are you at with your...
Man, I'm like 80% now. Yeah, my hand still hurts. Like, if I tap it on something, it'll hurt. I can close it. I can punch. But I just can't do nothing.
When's your next competition? Is that coming up?
So right now, I was talking to my dad. We talking about I'm done with the amateurs. I feel like I did, what I had to do in the amateurs. Right. I feel like I'm ready for the pros. So, we were talking. He wants me to give it more time on my hand, keep training, and we don't know what date yet. Probably August, September. This year, for sure, I'll make my pro debut. So,
and that's what's the process for that? I mean, and the Press Gazette covered you. I mean, you've gotten some media. I mean, people... Yeah. And I can see why you felt kind of bad you didn't make it because everybody had these high expectations. But look, that's no fault of your own.
Yeah.
So what's to get into pro? What are you? It must be more than signing up.
Yeah. Anybody can sign up, but you're not gonna go nowhere. Mm-hmm. Really, you gotta have recognition. You gotta have your name out there. So right now, I'm really looking. I've been talking to some promoters. They want me to fight down in Milwaukee. Yeah. I got others, promoters I've been trying to talk to. My dad been talking. He takes care of all that.
Right.
Also, I got a little sponsorship. I got my friend's clothing brand, his sponsorship, Worldwide Rich. I got
this new
aesthetics. She does like teeth whitening, helps with like recovering and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get like more as much as I can.
So Milwaukee, September, in Milwaukee in September, October, August, September, you're going to go down there and you're going to fight. And if you win, then that puts you in that class?
Yeah. I'll be a professional and just keep working yourself up. You got to just fight good competition, have your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about good connections in boxing. If you don't got no connections, won't go nowhere.
Kind of like anything, though. I mean, really, it's
just connections.
Industries are a lot of connections. And
who is your dream to fight against?
Man, I could call a couple people out. But right now, since amateurs, I've been seeing him fight. He professional right now. He's signed with Floyd Mayweather, Carmel Mullen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know who that is, but yeah, I want
that. There it is. All right.
Yeah, I want him.
That's awesome. This is your livelihood. This is it.
Yeah.
I mean, do you work somewhere or do you?
Yeah, I work at Beitou.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They help me out a lot in my boxing. So whenever I need time off or I need time to go to nationals, they always hook me up with the hours and all that. And they're very flexible with my training too. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They got a few bucks. Get them to be a sponsor. No, those guys are good guys. Beitou is a great employee here in Green Bay.
The best job I ever had.
That's a good company you're working for.
When did you start all this?
My boxing?
Yeah.
When I was 3 years old at a garage. I was training in the garage. There was never a boxing gym here in Green Bay except juniors, but they closed down. But it was always me, my brother, and my dad just training in the little garage boxing bag.
That's amazing.
Did your brother pursue the career?
Yeah, yeah. He's my brother's pro. He's 2-0 right now.
Really?
He's training. Yeah, he's going to fight. I don't know what date, but yeah, he's fighting. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. My brother's already, he started his pro career. He's 22, so.
So where's your mom with all this? Does she like seeing her sons get kind of?
Yeah, my mom. Now she's more cool with it. But man, in the beginning.
Oh, I bet.
I don't want you doing that boxing. Cause
nobody wants.
Boxing's dangerous. There's boxers that get like brain dead.
Oh, the concussions. Or,
right, lots of.
One punch can change. You could get killed in the ring, you know, so. But very. You got to be careful with it.
Didn't deter you.
Yeah, nah. I love this sport. I feel like I'm meant for it. You know, this is all I knew since I was little.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Did your dad box?
He boxed in Puerto Rico. Okay. Never professional, but he always boxed. He said that he always loved training, but he just couldn't pursue it. He didn't have people to help him out. That motivation.
Connections. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, is that a thing? Like boxing, right? I mean, like a lot of us might be in different sports, band, theater, something. Is there a lot of boxers? You went to East, right?
No, Preble.
Oh, you went to Preble. Yeah. Right. Okay. Do you have friends that box, or are you kind of a lone star out there?
The only one. Like, there's people that, like, I ain't trying to be like, but there's people that claim they're a boxer, but
they're not.
Never
fought. Till they run into you.
Yeah, they never fight. I feel like, man, if you want to declare yourself as a boxer, you at least need 10 amateur fights.
Okay.
That's my 10 amateur
fights. And you need to have the shorts. Like, if you don't have the shorts, you can't claim it.
Yeah, like, you got to at least have a couple amateur fights.
Yeah.
You know, I got over, like, 60 fights, so.
That's like, impressive.
Yeah, you got to at least.
But, so, at 19, I mean, you don't eat Big Macs. I mean, what do you do to? Is your diet different? Do you live a different lifestyle, or is this just something you do on the side?
No.
You're all in.
No, this I'm all in.
Like, right.
This,
I know.
I always tell people before I had my job, I was like, boxing is my job. That's my. Mm-hmm. I wake up 5 a.m, run, train.
Really.
Every day.
Yeah, every day, Monday through Saturday, I'll train my boxing. I'll run. Sundays I do strength training. Yeah, so.
But
the hardest thing is the diet. So I lose like training camp. I shouldn't be saying this, but I lose around like 30 pounds in like a month and a half.
Please share your secrets.
Really? You could write a book and make a little side hustle.
Dedication. Yeah.
I think
the discipline.
If any of us got up at 5 a.m. and ran, I think that would be a good start. And I don't think most of our, I can only speak for myself.
What I learned, like my dad, we just learned from this doctor that training doesn't help you lose weight, it's what you eat.
Right.
So, because I used to train hard but eat bad. And then I'll be like losing but going up.
Yeah.
But my dad was like, man, if you don't train and you just eat good, you'll lose weight. So it's all about what you eat, what you got, you know.
So this guy that brought us these turnovers, you can't eat these sweet rolls with all this jelly and stuff.
Now, like I said, I'm not in no diet. I don't got no training camps.
Okay, so now you can get off.
It's like boxing is all about like when you got to fight, you lock in, you lose the weight. But then like I hurt my hand, so now I'm just recovering my body. I focus more on recovering. I'm like 165 right now. I was just 132, so I gained all that weight right back. Yeah, so.
And do you do your own cooking when you're in training? I want to talk about your training. Yeah. That's pretty strict.
No, not like, yet.
Does your dad cook? Do you cook? Or
yeah, my dad, sometimes he comes home from work. He'll cook us a meal. I like what the protein boy does, eggs, steak, shrimp, cheese, avocado. Like, it's like a big protein meal. Or sometimes me, after work, I'll train at my house. I got my little, like, garage right there.
Yeah.
Go upstairs, cook me some eggs, some bacon,
yeah,
some chicken breasts. Yeah, yeah. So
you're, did you ever hear this song?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, do you have like a song that you could choose?
Yeah, what's your pump up? What's your
play into, like they're going to introduce you? And man, see, if Mino was here, he'd give you this great introduction. I can't do that stuff.
Me neither.
You know what's crazy? I don't know yet. I've been thinking about what song I want to walk out to.
Right.
Because that's like a...
Yeah.
That is.
It's big, a big thing.
Big thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want it to be soft.
Pick the right song. Oh, no, man. All right. We're going to be right back. Thank you. Okay. Sai, this is awesome. Yeah, you stick around?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. This is Shannon in the Mail. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, Scotty Summer. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. Good deal. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
This hour's keyword is beer. B-E-E-R. Beer. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword beer for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
You've got 7 minutes to do so. Text the keyword beer right now for your shot to win this hour. This hour you're playing for a pair of Brewers Club level tickets. Now back to Shannon and the mayor.
Now, along with Sai
Maldonado. Maldonado, yeah.
Maldonado.
You almost got it. Yeah.
I'll just call you Sai.
I think that's a good choice.
For those, Sai's, you're an impressive kid. 19 years old. You came from Puerto Rico here when you were a young kid. Yeah. And you, at 3 years old, kind of picked up the gloves.
Yeah. Since little, the reason we started picking the gloves, me and my brother, we will always fight.
Yeah.
And my dad said that my brother, he had a good left hook to the body. And since he's seen that, he was like, yeah, these kids can be boxers.
All right.
That's cool.
My dad, since little kids, he'll have like, he bought a WWE belt at Walmart and he'll have me and my brother fight for it and then he'll choose the winner at the end. So,
that's right.
That's how it started.
Love it.
Yeah. You brought a couple trophies in and I said to him, you know, you said you have like 30 of these sitting on your shelves at home.
Yeah. I got a whole bunch of trophies. So
He was supposed to bring in a belt. And he forgot.
Look, I was going to bring in all my belts, but I was like, that's probably a little too much.
We're not too shy about bragging on this show. So tell me, outstanding boxer. Do you remember if you got 30 of them? Maybe you don't remember where they're all from. Do you know where either of these were from?
No, I think that was in Marshfield. It says in the front.
This one.
Oh, yeah. Marshfield. Okay, you're right. The Marshfield show.
So I don't know about the outstanding boxer.
Don't worry about that.
It's just a test.
It's just testing the fire alarm.
I don't remember at all. So it probably recently though. Like a couple, 2 years ago.
That's awesome.
It's a good problem to have to not. Oh, I just got so many trophies. Yeah. I don't remember.
Right, 30 of them. Yeah. So tell me, you hurt your hand. You were going to go down to Madison, do a Golden Gloves thing, and you couldn't do that because of your hand. It's 80% there. You're going to go pro this year.
Yeah.
And tell me what that looks like. So you're going to train. Like, when do you get back into serious training? Because right now you said you're kind of off the reservation. You're kind of cheating a little bit.
Yeah. I'm thinking about even starting next week. This week I already started. I sparred. Last week, see, tested my hand, so I sparred. But next week, for sure, I'm going to start on my dieting. I already started eating, like, clean. Mm-hmm. Still eating here and there, like. But I'm, eating more clean, training more. So I'm trying to get back as soon as I can.
So who are you training with? Is your dad spar with you?
No, my dad. You're too old.
How old's your dad?
Yeah.
He's 40.
Oh my God.
Oh, that even hurts me.
Okay. Wow.
He recently tried to spar with us like last year, but I think we gave him a concussion accident, so he just stopped since then.
Good idea.
It's probably a good choice.
So wow. are you sparring with your brother?
Me and my brother, we spar, but we also go to a gym down in Oneida. It's like 30 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We spar against them people, or sometimes we go to Milwaukee and spar, things like that.
Yeah. So when you go pro, are you gonna think about coming back to Green Bay and making a gym?
Yeah. I want
that's your
that. Goal? Yeah. I'm gonna stay in Green Bay for a while, but once like my pro career shoots up, I gotta leave.
But Green Bay is always gonna be home, correct?
Man, don't forget about us.
Family's always here. Like I said, there's no boxing. There's MMA gym, but that's different. There's, you know, but no boxing gym is what we need here.
And that's not something they had at Preble.
No. I talked to the principals before. I told them, hey, you should make like a boxing.
They were like, absolutely.
Well,
not.
I don't know, but Preble, I just want to say, Preble has a lot of programs. Like, I think like, I don't know, I'm talking like 60, 70 things to do. I mean, everything's football, basketball. But they have so many other options out there, but that they didn't give you the green light on boxing.
No.
Did you do any other sports?
No.
It was
my dad. I try to do football. I like football, but I tried to do it in middle school and high school. But my dad was like, nah.
Well, with boxing, maybe hockey would have been something too, because those guys.
They be fighting,
They take the gloves off, man. It's something else. Yeah. It's impressive to watch you. I mean, we don't have a lot of boxers in this community.
Right.
We have some great athletes. We have some great artists, musicians in this area. Yeah. But it's going to be fun to watch you. And when do you think, if you go pro?
When you go pro,
that's true. You're going pro this fall. The first step in that is getting a pretty good agent. Is that what you're looking for right now?
Yeah, pretty a decent one. Yeah, because those are the people that find you the fights. Those are the people that get your name out there.
Yeah.
Those are the people that...
In talking with you, you have no reservations about... You have no like, oh, is this what I really want to do? This is it.
My boxing is... I always told everybody, man, boxing is like... It's all or nothing. So, but I'm pretty like... I'm 100% confident I'm going to make it. I'm going to be someone.
That's important.
I sense that.
I'm not, what if it doesn't work? No, I'm all in. I'm all in.
I'm proud of you. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be fun to watch you.
Yeah, I told her, nobody's going to take my dreams away from what I want to do.
Yeah.
Is boxing helped me in dark days.
Yeah. Right. And you said it's like a mental health thing too for you.
Right.
Stress reliever, whatever.
Stress reliever, when I'm feeling down, sad.
Do people like invest in boxers? Like if let's say not I, but if somebody gave you money, then they would.
People, that's what a promoter really is investing in you. They
okay. When you get him, have him give us a call. Maybe
they'd be like, for like four fights, we'll pay you $50,000, and then you got to fight for them four times. Like,
right.
You
know,
like, Jim's just trying to get some cash out. I'm trying to bustle in on a little different angle.
Say, well, I'm going to keep tabs on you. Thanks for bringing in the trophies.
Yeah.
You know, just good luck to you. Want to get you back here because we're going to follow you. I think you've got the confidence to take it places. So thanks for being here, Cy. Good luck to you.
Thank you guys.
Pro boxer right here out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Preble High School. We'll be right back. This is Shannon and the Mayor.
Thank you.
Hook me up a new revolution, 'cause this one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watched.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.